Hey.
President Obama says, no way, we're not going to arm our agents in Mexico, while Utah is considering returning to gold and silver coins. What does it all mean? We've just set a little bit of the menu for you this hour of America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, that's the name of the show. We bounce from here to there and everywhere in between, so just grab on. How many G's can you take? It's like a... It's like four G's, not the phone G's, you know what I'm talking about, the pull, the gravitational pull. Water cooler buzz on the overnight highway, and you can participate. Just go to americatonight.net. All roads go through that website. Whether you hit us up on chat, send us an email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, or you can dial these digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And boy, do we have a lot of things to vent about, at least I do. And I'm having one of those days where I think, where I really think I must be living on a different planet from the rest of the idiots in Washington. And I'm going to start with the Felipe Calderon visit first, right at the top. And you know, here's what the scoop is. So we know it's a war zone. We know what's going on with the drug cartels. We know the numbers are ugly. We know there are areas that are worse and crossings. And, in fact, I went through a list in a previous show saying if you go to the State Department website, there's all these warnings about where not to travel in Mexico, but specific things. Don't go out at night alone. Look around you. Be familiar with your surroundings. Really, no kidding. But even in places where you chill, I'm saying beach resort towns. You're not going deep into the center of Mexico somewhere in the mountains. We're talking about the places that tourists, European folks go, the Europeans, where Americans go, where Canadians go, where tourists go. They go to drink and party and hang out and enjoy Mexico. But no more. It's become that dangerous, I think. And when they're saying that, forget plans to the Mexican Riviera. But yet, we have Jaime Zapata gunned down at the age of 32 years old after coming out of a subway simply traveling to Mexico City. Really basically filling in. Somebody who wanted to do this his whole life, be part of immigration, be part of the solution instead of whining about the problem. He grew up in a border town, and how does he end up dying? Being forced off the road and just killed in cold blood. Even though he had a car, the vehicle had diplomatic plates on it, it didn't matter. So the conversation turned to, well, you know, what if they had guns? What if there was a way to at least try to defend themselves? They might have been saying, yo, diplomat immunity, whatever. No. If they had guns, would it have made a difference? And the answer is maybe. But the bottom line is, if you are anybody in the United States, immigration, border patrol guys, all that, and you have to go into Mexico for some kind of meeting, something's going on, there's a reason. He was there for a reason. He was going to Mexico City. Why can't you have a sidearm? Why couldn't you have some kind of weapon? In 1990, they stopped that. A law was passed and it stopped that. And Thursday afternoon, our president, along with Calderon, agreed that, this idea, this conversation about arming the Americans again, forget about it. But you know what? We are concerned about the safety of the agents, so we're going to look at procedures and protocols. What does procedures and protocols mean? I say they're buzzwords that should be banished. It means nothing. It means we're going to pass the buck and just say, well, to immigration, maybe you should have a caravan. People shouldn't travel alone. Well, if everybody's traveling, if you have six people and they're traveling in different cars but nobody's armed, oh, are you really that much safer? And then you have the Mexican president saying, we're deeply analyzing alternatives. Again, a buzzword or phrase to banish. We're deeply analyzing alternatives. It means we'll get back to you. We got so many other problems with our own people. We'll get back to you. That's what we're going to do. And sure, they've discussed the killing. And then the cooperation in this investigation. I mean, but give me a break. And to add insult to injury, there was this one. Okay, so this is a statement. Whether they live in Texas or Tijuana, our people have a right to be safe in their communities. What a quote. Really? But they can't have a gun. And by the way, a couple of people have been arrested in the killing of Zapata, and one has confessed, wink, wink, so they say. Somebody had to squeal. They had to have some sacrificial lamb, is what I think. And even the Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, won't discuss statements from suspects being held in Mexico that the killing was a case of mistaken identity. They just shut down that conversation. Just shut it down. There was one other thing that was talked about. The trucking dispute. What's the right path to take on this one? Now, the plan is U.S. highways would be open to Mexican trucks because there's been a roadblock, sort of, to this whole thing. And they've agreed to a phased-in plan, another brutal phrase, that would allow both Mexican and U.S. long-haul carriers to engage in cross-border operations. But that being said, the Mexican trucks have to meet safety standards. You think those trucks meet safety standards? Usually not. And they were both given this under what I think is a piece of crap agreement, the North American Free Trade Agreement. And the U.S. is not allowing Mexican trucks access at this point because they don't meet the safety regulations. So now they're trying to make them, now they're trying to force this into happening is what this means. Wow. I'm saying foul on that too. Hey, you want your trucks here? Then we're going to arm our agents when they have to go for a meeting in Mexico. Because even if they've got two vans full of people and no weapons, that's not going to help. It's not going to help. You might agree, you might disagree. How do you see it? 800-259-5791. Coming up on the flip side, Wisconsin. Ooh, they're getting tough. 2 weeks and counting. The exhausted, red-eyed governor has had enough. The 14 missing Democrats better come back. If not, they could be arrested and they could face a daily fine of $250. We're going to talk about that. And the Navy says no to fun and games at the top. Oh, wow. Hang around.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 1-800-273-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
And the protesters and the missing Democrats and also the party boats. I mean, they were like party boats, I guess. The videos that the Navy showed that now bounced a bunch of commanders to the fleet, and I'll tell you about that in a second. We've talked about this before. And I happened to see all those videos, and to be honest, they weren't bad at all. They weren't at all bad, except for if you're commanding a ship, an aircraft carrier. Think of how much is an aircraft carrier, all the men aboard, the whole thing, and how it has to trickle down from the top. You just can't do that kind of stuff. You're not one of the boys. You just can't cut loose that way. So that was a mistake. And we've had a couple of people on from the Navy, and immediately, or ex-Navy people, immediately they say, absolutely, you can't do that. So, you know, it's not one of the guys messing around, putting together a little skit. It's the top man in charge. But to be honest, I watched the videos, and they really weren't bad. I mean, actually, they weren't very fun. There were some funny moments in it, but they weren't hysterically funny. It wasn't like you had all the writers from the Jon Stewart show. And what a mistake. Somebody had an axe to grind, but we're going to get to that in a second. Because some of you have chimed in on this, including through the email and also through the chat. I'm going to read something from Connoisseur, who says, as we were talking about Mexico, or I was unloading there about the Mexican situation, says, I think if you have a country called America with decriminalized possession of cannabis, but is not legalized full on production, that has the side effect of shifting production to Mexico. You want to end violence in Mexico? Take away the cartel's money source by legalizing drugs of all kinds and strictly managing hard drug addicts in the U.S. It's a tough pill to swallow, but it's worked in other countries and would end violence in Mexico as well as keeping mentally ill and drug addicts out of prison. Touche. I would say he's absolutely right. And I would also say, connoisseur, it will not happen in our lifetime. It will not happen. And I've done specials on this. We've tried to dig deeper on this, drill down on this. We've talked to people on all sides of the issue. And from some rehabilitation people, they say, oh, it's a gateway drug. You are absolutely dead on wrong. And to do that would be inviting disaster of another source, of another kind, another problem. But then I've also talked to police officers who say, bring it on. We can't get to everything we have to get to half the time, especially in big urban areas. You're cutting down on the amount of people on the force because of the budgets, and busting people with dime bags is stupid and leads to what? They're not cutting off the head of the snake. So this argument will continue to rage, and we'll have the legalization of marijuana on ballots in various states, but will it ever happen in this country? And the answer is no, I don't think so. Not in the near future, anyway. It won't happen in the near future. All right, so let's jump to Wisconsin, because, my gosh, we've talked about that so much. How can we just leave you dangling in case you haven't heard? It was inevitable. You cannot allow the protest to continue. Now, and why you can't is because there has to be an end to this. There has to be an end to what's happened. You either leave it alone and go a different route, which the governor could do, which means furloughing people so people lose jobs, or you get back to the Capitol, meaning the Democrats, and you take a vote, and you vote on the governor's budget, because you can't keep evading this. Your elected officials, you made the statement, and I applaud the people who are protesting in Wisconsin for having, one, the gumption to do it, to follow it through and get that many people out there. It's like when people will call radio shows and talk about boycotts, but they're never going to do it. There's never enough push, and it doesn't really materialize. And even people who try hard and get some interest, they don't get those kind of numbers. And boy, did they get huge crowds. Of course, this is people who want to keep the cushiness of the pension where it is, and also when it comes to wages and whatnot. They don't want to lose that. They don't want to lose what was promised, was there decades and decades previously, since the union came into existence and got more power, and the collective bargaining agreements got juicier and better. It's sucky to be the person who comes in and misses the gravy, right? It is. I mean, I'm sure. Raise your hand. I have my hand up. Does that happen to anyone out there? It's like when you go into a profession and say, oh, you know, you're 10 years too late. If you have been here 10 years before, oh, you would have made so much money. Oh, you would have been a pioneer. You'd be great. Whatever. And so, no. Too bad. The benefits that somebody got before you, I'll give you an example. It's like in broadcasting. Oh, the networks had huge budgets. When I first got out of college, I can remember going to cover the Mexican elections, the pre and panistas, that's what they call them, but not pan like bread to confuse you. So pre and panistas, and they were stuffing the ballot boxes and whatever. And what did I know? I was 21 and I was with a photographer, and there were network crews there. And they said to us, because we had a teeny tiny budget, we were from El Paso, KTSM, and they said to us, oh, You stay with us this weekend. We got the huge budget. We're going to the best restaurant in town. Oh, it's great. We have money to burn, and then take some back. And now, oh, good luck trying to get more than a Subway sandwich even out of a network budget. I'm just saying. So here's the upshot of it. Here's Chris Larson, Democrat, Wisconsin, who talks about the layoff threat, not flinching, and overstepping pretty much in a nutshell as to what's happened now that the pro-union protesters have to leave the Capitol after a judge ordered the building closed after normal business hours. Plus, the Wisconsin Democrats could be arrested if they don't come back. Take a listen.
He uses layoff notices as a political tool, which is, but it's quite disgusting that he would risk people's lives or put people's lives in turmoil as they deal with this idea that they're going to be laid off. We're not flinching. We've got our resolve. We're standing up for workers' rights. We're standing up to make sure that these provisions don't move through. I think they're just overstepping their bounds here in another power grab, and it's unfortunate that they've really gone around the bend on this one.
All right, what do you think? Is he right? Have they gone round the bend? He's talking about the Republicans and really the governor, because the governor wants this done. He's tired of this. He wants an end to this. He wants the protests to stop. And more than the protests, he wants the Democrats back, and he wants to make a decision. He wants either the layoffs to happen or strip the collective bargaining agreement rights. And people round the clock have been demonstrating for 2+ weeks. When they close the doors, the people have to leave, so that's what they're doing. 17 days, going into 18 days. They're out of the Capitol when the doors close, but if the Democrats don't come back, $250 fine for every day they continue to stay out. And if they can find any of the Democrats, they can arrest them and bring them back to the Capitol, according to a resolution that was passed on Thursday. What is the end to this? What is going to happen here? You could hear that in Larson's voice. Just like Larson, the demonstrators are upset with Walker's proposal to eliminate all the collective bargaining rights for public employee unions. But now you have people, and as he said, they are threatened. There will be layoffs if those Democrats do not come back. I don't think he's going to back down off of this. I think you're going to see layoffs to balance this budget or to take some of the deficit away by the end of business on Friday. Guarantee they walk in with 5 minutes to go. Stay with us.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Oh, if you work a somewhat normal schedule, perhaps your days off are coming up. What's your favorite day of the week? Somebody told me once, you know, there's a mental game that you should play with yourself. If Monday you go back to work, then Sunday you got to switch that mindset around that Sunday is a great day, and you know it's not. You don't have to count down the moments to going back to work. I think the people who came up with that idea are people who didn't really work for a living, is what I'm thinking. What did they do? I don't know. Owned some company where they were in name only and they were traveling around the world. Almost anyone, even if they love their gig, they love their job, they want some downtime, and they don't necessarily always want to have that clock turning and be back to work. Anyway, we will lighten the load. I promise. But before we do that, a couple of quick things. One, not a surprise. Remember the whole blow up the Navy videos and the commander, sadly, who finally was going to get his wish and be the man who commandeered the USS Enterprise. And just as he's about to officially take the reins as the main guy, the top commander, suddenly the Navy, a story breaks about videos that were played 3 years previous on the boat where you had somebody in the shower and they were mimicking other people and you know, that kind of stuff, which I thought they were tame videos, to be honest. They were. But it was the fact that the commander put all this stuff together, you know, was part of this. And the Navy went ape, you know what I mean. And you knew that they were going to lose their gig or they're going to be relieved of their duties or whatever. But it wasn't just one. It was actually a couple that were squeezed because of the videos. Because, see, this is what happens. It goes all the way up the line, the chain of command. And then the question becomes, well, didn't you know they were doing that? And how could you not know that? And I think that's what pinched some of the others who were involved, not just the one commander. So as a result, finally a statement is released. Once the Navy was embarrassed, then they decided they were going to do an investigation. It was almost inevitable, right? And the Admiral Harvey had this to say about the Navy videos. He was not pulling any punches. Take a listen.
The investigation confirmed the profound lack of judgment on the part of Captain Honors, then serving as executive officer in USS Enterprise. The significant lessons learned and relearned from this investigation are already being studied.
Okay, so you heard that, you know, it was Captain Honors who has to fall on the sword ultimately. I'd still really love to know who leaked that, where that came from, because I have a sneaking suspicion it's somebody that had an axe to grind either with him or somebody else connected to the ship. Maybe they were passed over. I'm not sure. Or somehow they feel like they got burned. Why years later the videotapes are released and then consequentially, this is what happens. And as I mentioned, to me the videos were tame, but you can't do that when you're the top guy, so they had him cold. Had him cold. I'm sure he was shocked when he was called on the carpet for that. I'm sure. All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, I think you said your husband was an ex-Navy pilot.
Yes.
So what did he have to say about that whole mess?
He used to be on an aircraft carrier, and he thought it was, I mean, he just shook his head and laughed. He thought it was funny, but he said there's no way, again, he said the same thing. You can't be the top commander and have that come out and not have them replace you. There's no way, because they're talking about censure for the videos, and they're calling them lewd videos. Now, to you and I, we wouldn't think they're lewd, but it comes back to the same thing. The admiral was embarrassed. They can't have that. And this Captain Honors is now going to have to prove why he should remain in the Navy, most likely. Because the one quote you didn't hear is the admiral said, Navy leaders aren't popular entertainers. They're professionals that have extraordinary military authority. They have to be held to a higher standard. And you talk to anyone in the Navy, and that's what they say. It's like when we have the terrorism expert on we did the other night, Jeff Atticott. He has a huge Navy background. That's what he did. He was a lawyer for the Navy and on ships, and he said the same thing. He gets about cutting loose, but you can't do that when you're the top guy.
Yeah. I understand the I never saw the video. I don't know if you did, but
I did.
I guess they were mimicking gay people or something
yes.
like that.
Yes. Well, they felt like they were doing that. It didn't seem that, I don't know, it didn't seem that provocative to me, to be honest. But for somebody who's the main guy, somebody who's in charge, yeah, he's going to get nailed for that.
Too bad. So, but other than that, he was probably a pretty good Navy commander.
Listen, he's got a lawyer. And this is the other part. I guess I should say this for everybody listening. He has a lawyer, and his lawyer saying if the captain had been told to stop producing and broadcasting the videos, he would have done it. He kept doing it, and people talked about it, and they liked it. And then because it got released and the Navy didn't like it, that's when the blowback happened. So somebody had an axe to grind, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a report the other day. You know that big oil spill we had with BP and down there in the Gulf?
Uh-huh.
You know what their final estimate is of how much oil leaked?
What did you see as the final estimate?
Close to 7 million barrels of oil.
Yeah.
Now, here, if you want to put that in comparison, okay, here you go. That is one-third of one day of oil use in the United States.
Yeah.
And you see how much oil got released in that Gulf.
I know.
I used to, you know, the United States uses one-quarter of the world's oil that's produced every day, and I just don't think Americans just understand how much oil that is. And, you know, you got these politicians, you know, all screaming, you know, green that gas, green, you know, green whatever, you know, we got to save fuel, cut down on emissions and everything. And you know, at the same time, though, you know darn well, they're not going to drop the speed limit down to 65 and cut our need down 3-4 million barrels.
No.
Why? Because that's $100 million they lose in tax revenue.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening.
You know, I mean, besides that, Americans got the need for speed, right?
Oh, yeah, they're not going to do it, but they're not, yeah, you know, they're the money. It's the money. Follow the money. They're not going to do it. You're absolutely right. But they'll talk like that, they being a politician, somebody grandstanding, looking for an edge and somewhere. But then the reality is, you're right, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, if we cut back our need, our supply, you know, from 21 million barrels to 16 million barrels by cutting down, you know, 20% or whatever, I guess that's about 20% of our use, you know, by conserving and stuff, you know, they're losing revenue right there.
Yeah,
so, you know,
absolutely.
It's just crazy. But, you know, Kate, and a lot of people are starting to scream, well, why do we depend on foreign oil? And you know, and the thing you got to remember the lesson from World War II, Kate. Germans and the Japanese had no oil. They had to go out and get it to be able to build their war machines. And,
yeah.
And as soon as we got them back into where they belong, you know, the war was over for the most part. They couldn't keep their war machines going.
You're right.
You know, and the thing is, Kate, we have a, you know, the United States, if we're able to buy gas right now for $3 a gallon, you know, we want it to be a little bit less, I know that. You know, why wouldn't we buy oil from other people and use their oil first? I mean, and leave ours in the ground. It's not going anywhere, you know. So, any case, though. But, hey, last night, one last thing real quick. You were talking, you had a question about what would you give, you know, a congressman, you know, an idea, what would you tell him to do to cut the budget, right?
Right.
And this is going to rock your world a little bit here, Kate, maybe, because you're not going to believe this coming from my mouth. But, you know, because, you know, I grew up in the Army and, you know, in Germany and Japan and with the high school in Japan, you know, I told you Elizabeth Edwards was one of our alum there. And so I lived on bases overseas and, you know, and I spent, you know, 4 years myself in the Air Force. But I'll tell you something right now, Kate. People understand around the world that if you mess with England or you, which nobody's gonna would have any brains to mess with them, or Germany or Japan, where we still have tons of military installations. I mean, it's like you're messing with us, you know what I mean? And
right.
Then we're gonna protect them and we're gonna fight with them, you know? So what's the purpose of having those installations there anymore? I mean, some of them we do need, like, you know, there's a Navy base in Japan, and we gotta have that to have our fleet be able to extend that far in the Pacific.
Sure.
You know? There's a big air base in Japan. There's, you know, Ramstein in Germany where that shooting happened the other day, you know, in Frankfurt, you know. But the point is that those boys that were all that, they were coming from a base room. Why do we need bases in England still? Nobody's going to mess with England. They're not going to start a war with anybody. My point is there is a lot of money from that defense budget that could be cut, and I don't see how it would affect our, you know, our role around the world.
Bravo. I actually agree with you, Don, 100%. They've talked about that with Germany, by the way. 50,000's too many. Cut that at least in half. Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Feel my
I like to call this segment scatter shooting. We're going to talk about the NFL and fecal matter. What do they have in common? This is a G-rated show, so I'm not going to go there. But they're kind of stopping the clops. Clop. They're stopping the clock, so to speak, with the NFL. The NFL owners and the players' union actually agreed to a 24-hour extension on Thursday in the labor talks. And I'll tell you what, in this battle, I have no tears for the owners. They are making a buttload of money. They are billionaires. The players are millionaires. And yes, the players are making a lot of money. I get it. But the owners want more money off the top from the revenues, from the television revenues. So they want to take, instead of $1 billion off the top, they want to take $2 billion and then change the split that the players union gets and that the owner, and that the owners would ultimately get. And extend the season by two games. I'm sorry. This is a fast-moving game. If you ever have the chance to be on the sidelines, I mean on the field, and watch an NFL game, from that point of view, you really get it. You really get it. They're like gladiators. And I'll say it again. Yes, I know a lot of them are spoiled and pampered and prima donnas and whatever and make a crazy amount of money. But the owners are the billionaires. The millionaires are the players in this scenario. And the lockout is really a big deal because the lowly guy, once again, the middle class of the NFL, will get squeezed. There are a lot of people that have jobs at stadiums that make some pretty good cash that they need to support their families. They might have another job, but then they have this job that carries them through the rest of the year. I'm talking about the poor guys who, I say poor because I don't know how they do it and their back doesn't go out, where they're selling the beer or selling the food or doing whatever in the stadium, cleaning the stadium, I don't know, pick something. A lot of money comes from the revenue of the stadium itself, and that creates jobs for people who need it. So it is a big deal. Naturally, because the president has time to talk about such things, he threw in his 2 cents on the NFL. Then here's what President Obama said about the NFL.
My expectation and hope is that they will resolve it without me intervening, because it turns out I've got a lot of other stuff to do.
Yeah, he shouldn't be intervening on this. He thinks they need to figure it out. And I agree, because who cares? Don't involve the president in this. Don't involve anyone, in fact, in Washington in this. Yes, you're in Washington, but don't involve anyone else. They have to focus on the budget. You're talking about people who can't even balance a budget, who are trying to figure out how much they can slice out of it. No. Don't even go there. It's not worth it. Don't even go there. All right, let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, kid. I got a comment about Walker's Wisconsin Rangers, or the Wisconsin Republican Party. You know, if the teachers want equal pay, like the worst teacher gets exactly the same pay as the best teacher in the teachers union, as long as they have the same seniority, right?
Yes.
So the worst teacher gets exactly. Well, why do everything should be run the way the NBA or the NFL is run? Does the worst player in the NBA get the same pay as the best player in the NBA?
No.
So that's the way teachers should do. And you know, when you hire somebody to say you hired somebody to mow your lawn, and say a guy hired somebody to mow his lawn and he lost his job or he had to take a 50% pay cut, I think you would want to renegotiate that contract with the. With the landscaper, right, that was going to do his yard work.
Of course.
Well, I don't understand. They're saying the sacredness of the contract. You know, John Stewart is probably going to hold a big rally in Madison, Wisconsin, for that rally he held a few months ago. You know, and he can get a lady. You know, when you have a really serious, complicated economic problem on your hand, the first person you want to get to is a stand-up comedian. Or Lady Gag Me With a Spoon will probably be there, and that. And what's the lead singer for U2? I even heard somebody said that he's commenting.
Bono.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bonehead or whatever the hell his name is. But what the heck does some Irish rock and roll singer have? Why is he an expert on Wisconsin?
He's not, but he wants to sell CDs. It's perfect.
Well, you know, the whole problem is that. John Stewart was comparing the stockbrokers and the investment bankers with the school teachers. The problem with that, there's 100,000 school teachers, there's probably only 200 investment bankers, right? So you can't really make a comparison.
Yeah.
And I think if the stockholders in the investment bank don't like the CEO, they fire him right on the spot, right?
Yeah.
He gets fired. Yeah. I suppose he gets a big severance package or a golden handshake, but. And I, the only thing I agree with Stewart on is that a lot of investment bankers and stockbrokers are overpaid, but that's up to the stockholders. Don't the stockholders have a vote on how much the CEO makes, or is that strictly up to the board or to the
It's usually up to the board. But the stockholders could, theoretically, but that doesn't usually happen, no.
Yeah, and this whole idea that you can work for 20, if you're in a, I'll give you an example of how stupid labor unions are. The unionized workers up here in Western Canada at Pepsi Soft Drink Company, what you call it, soda pop, we call it soft drinks, but same deal. The Pepsi company went on strike, and they were marching up and down with their stupid little signs saying, "We want more money from Pepsi, so buy all your soft drinks from Coke." No, so we want more money from Pepsi, so give your money to Coke. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, no.
That just and we've got a there's a television station up here that's unionized, and all of the on-air people are in a labor union on this television station, and I was watching the sports tonight, and he didn't even mention the National Hockey League scores. So I phoned in and complained, and their attitude was, "We don't care. I'm in a union. Well, what do I care? You know, I'm not working for the stockholders. I'm not working for the public. I'm working for the union." It's crazy. Abraham Lincoln said a house divided against itself cannot stand. So when you've got the labor union fighting the management, how long can a company last when you have the labor union constantly fighting the managers?
It starts to clash and you have problems. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Al. Wow, he really pontificated. I'll let him go, and you wind Al up, and he just goes. He made some good points, but here's the thing about teachers. In defense of teachers, I had a grandmother who was a teacher. I think she was a great teacher. I didn't have her class, but I could tell by the letters, by the people when you'd go to visit. You just know when someone's influencing people in the right way. And she was like a third grade teacher. She never complained about her salary or any of that kind of thing. But now these are different times. Now teachers half the time have to come up with the money for the extra supplies because the school can't afford it because they're crunched. I mean, there should be a better system, I believe, for teachers. And I do think that teachers, there should be teachers who get rewarded for being better teachers, for having kids that seem more well-rounded. But that's also part of the problem, the testing process. And how things like that are determined. All right, let's go to Greg in Kansas so we can squeeze him in. Hey, Greg.
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to make a comment about our president thinking he needs to intervene in everything that goes on. Why in the world would he want to intervene in the player walkout?
Yeah, he shouldn't. Yeah.
No, he never should. Did a president get involved in a
baseball?
Yeah, was it baseball?
I
thought there was a. They thought the president was going to get involved. It was way before Obama, though. So.
Well, Clinton. They were talking about Clinton at one point when it looked like something was going to happen, but that didn't happen really.
Right.
Remember in baseball, George Mitchell came to the rescue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. I remember there was something about a president, thinking he needs to get involved. I'm just like, why in the world would he even make any type of statement about this right now? You know, he's got other things he can't even deal with, so.
Yeah, anyway. let's focus on the budget and the crisis around us.
Exactly.
here's my take, Greg. Let's focus on getting guns into the arms of agents who need it when they go into Mexico. How about that?
Exactly. There's a lot more things he needs to be focusing on than to think he needs to be involved in this. Like he's our great, he's our Nobel Peace Prize winner for peace.
That's not working out too well in the Middle East so far. Greg, thanks. Don't be a stranger. Good call. Remember, if you have some thoughts, you can always jam in like Greg did in Al, or send them to us at americatonight.net.